Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. One and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead, plus all the other things that we have available there to help you with your small business at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutray, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers. That's NAM.org, right, Chad?
That's right.
NAM.org, and you can find all the work that Chad does to keep us posted on how the manufacturing sector is doing in the United States, but also across the globe. Chad, your CEO, Jay Timmons, has recently returned from a trip to the to Europe, and you've got some information to report to us on trade. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, certainly trade is you know, in this global economy, 95% of all of our customers are outside of our borders, and so we have ever increasingly become more engaged in international affairs. And this most recent, Jay went over to talk about a TTIP, the trade agreement that's currently being negotiated between us and Europe. We also are pretty aggressive.
Isn't it amazing that for all these years, we're just now negotiating a trade deal with Europe?
I think for a long time, you know, my understanding of the issues in Europe is they didn't want one. when you look at the trade between the U.S. and Europe, actually Europe is our second largest trading partner outside mm-hmm. of North America. The barriers really aren't tariff-related. The tariffs we have between us and Europe aren't that significant. It's those non-tariff barriers that are going to really be the obstacles to getting this done.
Like
agriculture, for instance, although that's not really an issue.
Tell them why agriculture is a sticking point.
Well, you know, we have huge subsidies in agriculture in the U.S., but also in Europe, and you have a lot of folks in Europe who don't want to see those go away. On the manufacturing side,
I think there's a lot of worry about
regulations and you know, our regulations and our safety. Safety standards are different than theirs, and you know, whose do we accept, theirs or ours? And so, I think that there's a lot of conversation about compliance standards of ours and theirs, and how do you streamline that? And you know, in some cases ours are tougher, in some cases theirs are tougher.
One of the things I want to stick in here also in the agriculture is they don't like our modified food, our modified commodities, corn and stuff like that. They don't like the way we put it on steroids sometimes. They don't like that part. But let me ask you this question. Is there a European Union standard now that we can negotiate with, whereas, you know, 10 years ago, maybe not 10, more than 10 probably, I guess now, or about 10 years ago, 15, let's say 15 years ago, there would have been a dozen standards we would have had to deal with, right? Germany, Italy, Spain, France, whatever. But now that most of that part of the world is under the European Union, do they have a single standard?
It's more centralized than it used to be. I think you still have some nationalistic tendencies, much like we have some states who are much tougher in the U.S. than we have at the national level. But you've certainly seen a much larger push towards centralization there than we had a few years ago. I think the one thing I do want to say about on the trade front, we have two trade negotiations which are pretty huge. So we have the TTIP, the trade agreement between us and Europe that's ongoing and just starting. We also have TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is between us and Southeastern Asia for the most part. That one is further along, and hopefully it will be later this year something that could be moved forward in the Congress. The challenge with that is, the president does not have trade promotion authority. We have pretty aggressively pushed for the president to have trade promotion authority. Mm-hmm. And if you remember, in 2007, the Democrats denied that of President Bush, and we haven't. You know, the president has not had.
Well, this that president, since this is not on his trade. Is not on his. At least trade agreements are not on the top of his list, though. This president, right?
Well, he's certainly speaking all the right things, and I think he's walking a very delicate dance, obviously, given that he has a lot of allies on the left who are skeptical of trade agreements, and so he's kind of walked that very fine political line.
Mm.
We also, on the right, there also are a lot of people who are skeptical of giving the president authority in
mm-hmm.
the trade. So I think you certainly have to find some reasonable people in the middle here who are willing to give the president the trade promotion authority, but also hopefully to advance trade. I think again,
mm-hmm.
Trade is a huge growth opportunity for us, and when you look at manufactured goods exports, they hit an all-time high last year. We need to continue to make strides on that front.
That's a great statistic you just gave us. Well, I'm not naive about the complexity of trade agreements and how. I mean, it's beyond complex. There's another word for it nobody's come up with to describe how complicated it is to put a trade deal together. But Chad, it's worth it. It's worthwhile because I subscribe to the Frederick Bastiat school of trade, who said when goods cross borders, armies don't. The great French economist, when goods cross borders, armies don't. And the more we trade with people, Chad, the less we're likely to fight with them.
That's true. That's true. And, while we've clearly stood still for the last few years and not really negotiating a lot of unilateral agreements, the rest of the world has not. And Europe's out there negotiating trade agreements
yep.
left and right. So, we need to make sure that we are proactive in going out and negotiating these deals so that
mm-hmm.
we can lower barriers and increase opportunities for our businesses.
When we come back after these messages, I want Chad to talk to us about that number he gave us a minute ago, about the record year they had last year, and to talk to us about how much of that was small business manufacturing. Small business manufacturing, in my understanding, folks, and something I've seen just anecdotally, is a resurgence of small business manufacturing in the United States. I'm very excited about that. Tintil, I'm Jim Blassingame, right back with our good buddy, Chad Moutray, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.